Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Louise, thank you very much for that. Now, as you heard there in the headlines, Sinn Féin today published their housing plan should they be elected to run the country for the next 5 years. The plan is called A Home of Your Own and promises to build 300,000 homes and deliver 125,000 social and affordable homes while breaking up the Land Development Agency and giving more development powers to local authorities. To discuss this, we're joined now by Sinn Féin spokesperson for finance, Piers Doherty, and the Minister for Public Expenditure, National Development Plan Delivery and Reform, Pascal Donoghue, and you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Piers, I might come to yourself first, and we might just take this sort of by sections as such, and this new model of home ownership that Sinn Féin is proposing. Can you explain that to people, that people will own the house but not the land?
Well, thank you, Sarah, and thanks for bringing us on in what is the most comprehensive housing plan that any political party has ever produced. And this is about making home ownership within reach again, unlike what we've seen where it's out of reach for so many people. So what we plan to do is to actually subsidise the costs of the home in terms of affordable homes. So what the state would do would be retain ownership of the land, and therefore all the costs associated with that, which would reduce the costs of purchasing a house, for example, in the city, in Dublin, the commuter belt, of €300,000. And obviously that price would be less as we move further away from that into more rural areas. And that is the key difference here. This is about 25,000 houses being made available in this type of form so that people can actually aspire to home ownership again. Okay. And not these runaway prices.
And I know there's some concerns being raised over whether or not the banks will actually lend a mortgage for houses under this plan. And Eoghan Brin, your colleague, said this morning that you've had two meetings with the banks, but they still haven't given a commitment that they'd offer a mortgage on that basis. Now, Eoghan Brin said he didn't think there'd be a problem, but surely there's a problem if there's no commitment.
So, Sarah, the only person who's raised this concern is the Minister, Dara O'Brien. And unlike Dara O'Brien, when he brought forward his flawed scheme, we actually engaged with the Banking and Payments Federation because we wanted to make sure that there was no issues in relation to this. So Eoghan Brin met with them. They asked us then to submit a paper, which myself and Eoghan Brin did. After that, they consulted with their members, the pillar banks, and then we did another round table with them in relation to this proposal. And they showed us what were the issues that they would have, to the guarantees that they would want in relation to this year. And we had absolutely no issue in relation to ensuring that this scheme can actually meet the requirements of the banks to provide lending. So this is a non-issue from Dara O'Brien. And the reason he's tried to nitpick on this here is because Sinn Féin have shown very clearly to people listening to this programme and others that we can deliver homes for you and your family at prices of between 250,000 and 300,000.
Right. Well, I might bring in Minister Pascal Donoghue on that point, because Minister, the Taoiseach has said in the last short while that this plan is mean to first-time buyers. Is it mean to first-time buyers to offer them houses for €300,000?
Well, I think that's demonstrated by the exact number of them that Sinn Féin are looking to offer. So they're looking to offer 25,000 homes out of the total 300,000 of the proposed homes. And they'll have to answer those questions in the weeks ahead regarding how they would be funded. Could you get a mortgage for them? But for me, really, the bigger issue here is for a party that for so long has said that the state needs to play a bigger role in the delivery of homes. We have here, out of the total amount of homes that Sinn Féin want to deliver of 300,000, we've 175,000 of them will be delivered by the very private sector that Sinn Féin has spent the last 4.5 years condemning. And in relation to those 175,000 homes, if you're aiming to buy one of them, currently you can get up to €30,000 on Help to Buy, which Sinn Féin saying they'll eventually get rid of. You have the ability to get more of around €70,000, up to €70,000 available in the First Home Scheme. So if you're a first-time buyer of a home that the state isn't directly building, you have a choice here. You have a choice between the up to €100,000 of support that the government makes available, or the €4,500 of support that Sinn Féin would make available through some stamp duty refund. And if you're a builder of those homes in the private sector, you have a choice to say there. Will you go ahead and build those homes with the degree of state support that is available, or will you go ahead and build them with the €4,500 that's available from the Sinn Féin plan here?
All right, well, let's hear from Piers Doherty on that.
This is a recipe for the price of homes being more expensive by the withdrawal of those supports, and fewer of those homes being built by the state with by Sinn Féin withdrawing supports that at the moment are working.
All right, Pearse Doherty, if you're listening at home, according to what Pascal Donoghue is saying there, under the current government schemes that they have in place, you get €100,000. Under your scheme, you get 4.5.
First of all, I'm glad that Pascal Donoghue doesn't support our plan, because if he did, then we'd be doing something seriously wrong. So Pascal and Fine Gael have been putting out tweets all morning trying to pick holes in this here in a desperate attempt to deflect from their own failures. Let's be clear. Under Pascal's term in government, home ownership has fallen. That's a fact. So they try to present this idea that they've got schemes that are supporting home ownership. Home ownership is falling. The average age now is 39 years of age when you can buy a home. As Minister for Finance, if I ever have that opportunity, there is absolutely no way I would stand over that type of system. That is why we are putting the resources in place, €39 billion, to make sure that home ownership falls within reach of people.
I might bring you back though
let me make this point here. I'd like you to address the point raised,
okay? Because I think people listening at home will be really interested. This will be a big issue in any general election. So is Pascal Donoghue right when he says that the current government offers you different schemes that give you up to €100,000 to buy a home in the private market, and under Sinn Féin it would be 4,500? Is that correct?
Absolutely wrong.
Okay.
First of all, he's talking about the first home scheme, which the delivery is about 2,000, not 200,000. The second thing is, we actually have a proper affordable housing scheme. They are delivering affordable housing scheme where houses in Coolock, you have to pay €400,000 to purchase them. And as I was saying, in the last year alone, house prices have increased by €25,000 under Fine Gael and under Pascal Donoghue's term in the last year. Now, Sarah, I have an 18-year-old at home. I have a 17-year-old at home. I fear of the idea of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil getting another 5 years because we cannot afford house prices to increase 25%.
Yeah, and let me come back to you on that, Minister, if you don't mind, for a second, because it is true, is it not, that under those schemes that you're talking about, the first home scheme and the Help to Buy scheme and all of that, that various different bodies, economists, the central bank, the SRI, have said that those schemes are pushing up house prices, and house prices are at a record high.
Of course, I would acknowledge that any scheme that you bring in does have effects. It's worth noting that the central bank, in their latest assessment of us, didn't indicate that the Help to Buy scheme is playing a meaningful role in house price inflation. But let me repeat the question, given that Pearse refused to answer it. My question is, there's 175,000 homes being delivered in the private sector, by the private sector, in the Sinn Féin plan, OK? This is the same private sector that Sinn Féin have condemned for the last few years. The basic facts are that under Help to Buy, you can get up to €30,000 available. Mm. In the equivalent Sinn Féin scheme, it's €4,500. The first home scheme, which of course no scheme is perfect, but it is a scheme that is playing a valuable role in leading more homes to be built, they want to get rid of that scheme entirely.
Okay.
So it okay,
so I tell you what, I'm going to go back to Pearse Doherty on that. Hold on, please, both of you, if you don't mind, one second. I'm going to go back to Pearse Doherty on that in just 1 second, but I just want to get from you, Minister, do you accept that those schemes that you have introduced, your government has introduced, have pushed up house prices?
I don't believe they've pushed the prices.
So the ISRI is wrong, the central bank is wrong, Davy Stockbrokers is wrong, Mazars is wrong.
So I do take a different view. My view is that if you look at the increase in house prices that have happened, it's because we've had a growing population, a growing economy, and due to the financial crisis, due to a pandemic, we haven't been building homes at the rate we want.
All right, I want to go back to Pearse Doherty. You don't accept the charge, I understand. I want to go back to Pearse Doherty. I have heard your point, and I want to put it back to Pearse. Pearse Doherty, very simply, people in the private sector who want to buy those 175,000 homes that you're planning on building, what subsidies will they get under Sinn Féin government?
Well, first of all, we will phase out the Help to Buy. So next year, if we're in government, Help to Buy will continue at €30,000. And indeed, we're going to abolish stamp duty as well. So actually, they get more than under the Fine Gael government. Pascal Donoghue knows well, after that, it will be phased out, reducing at €6,000 per year over a 5 year term. And let me make this point.
Okay, so by the end of the 5 year term, I just want to get clarity on this. By the end of the 5 year term, if Sinn Féin gets into government, what subsidies will be available to people trying to buy in the private sector?
So, first of all, Fine Gael have not committed to. Let me, Pascal, with respect, and you know the answer to this, you have not legislated for the Help to Buy beyond next year. That's the first point. So it'd be interesting to see, is Pascal committing to this for the next 10 years at a rate of €30,000, which
but
is
Pierce,
what he suggests?
I am correct.
That, or
it's is this
more,
€4,500.
Or is this more sound bites from Fine Gael, who can't deal with the fact that we have a comprehensive plan to reduce house prices and make house prices affordable? So I talked to you, Sarah, about delivering affordable housing at real costs that are affordable to families. But crucially, what's in this document is also unlocking the obstacles that is there that is preventing the type of house building that we need to see in the state in terms of reform of planning, in terms of procurement, in terms of finance issues, and other areas in terms of master plans. A very detailed, comprehensive document that deals with this here.
So can I ask you, I want to move on from that point. I want to ask you about the Land Development Agency. Sorry, Minister, I want to move on from that point. Very briefly, please.
So in the Mary Lou MacDonald did an interview with Pat Leahy earlier on in the week in the Irish Times, said, and I quote, "I would say that €300,000 mark in a place like Dublin is what we need to deliver. And the objective is to get prices as low as we feasibly can." So not only is that not contained in the Sinn Féin plan today, what is contained in the Sinn Féin plan
it's
today
nonsense, Pascal.
Is the very subsidies that help people buy a home, the support that helps the private sector deliver a home, are absent in that document.
No, the Home of Your Own plan published today promises to build the homes that will be delivered for between 250,000 and 300,000.
Yeah, that's 25,000 homes out of a total plan of 300,000 homes. So Sinn Féin over the last number of months have been going on around delivering homes at a value of €300,000.
Yeah. So you're saying there's not enough of them.
The truth of the plan that they're delivering today is 25,000 out of those 300,000 with a plan that has more holes in it than it has detail could deliver that. But where the majority of the homes will be delivered is through the very thing the Sinn Féin have condemned, which is the private sector, which they're going to pull all the supports for a buyer and a builder from.
I find this seriously rich coming from Pascal Donoghue. He's criticising that we're going to only deliver, in his words, 25,000 homes at prices between 250 to 300,000 euro when his government aren't delivering any homes below 300,000 figure. That's the reality of it. Pascal, you know that first-time buyers aren't even buying in the majority new homes. They're buying second-hand homes because they can't afford them. You also know that people are living away and commuting further than ever before. You also know that people are older than ever before buying their first-time homes. Your policies are a disaster. But I'm sick and tired of talking your disaster. This is the solution to the housing crisis. And the problem is you can't nitpick away at it because you know that this is what is required. What is missing here is the political will to actually deal with the crisis. And on every single statistic,
I want to move on just very briefly because we've spent a lot of time on that particular issue and we don't have a lot of time left. So, Pierce Doherty, I want to ask you briefly about the renters because this is a big issue for renters also. And you're suggesting a 3-year rent freeze for the market. Now, I know Pascal Donoghue, and he'll make that point in a moment, but government is saying that that will hurt renters. Can you explain to me why you think that's a good idea?
Because rents are at runaway levels. And under this government, they have continued to increase to rates that are eye-watering at this point in time. Never before have we been charging, has the state been charging the types of rents that we're talking about. New builds in Dublin, new rents in Dublin, over €2,000. It has to stop. So we are saying that we need a 3-year freeze. It allows us the space to build those type of cost rental homes that are required. It gives a bit of breathing space to renters. But crucially, we're also committing to put a month's rent back into renters' pockets. Now, I'm not surprised that Pascal is saying, he doesn't like this idea. Pascal has always been on the side of the landlords. They gave €160 million to landlords in tax cuts in last year's budget. He's always been inside of the vulture funds. When we argued that you need to close down the procedure that allows for vulture funds to buy up family homes, he wouldn't do it. And he
What did he do? What's your concern about this? I am as aware, Sarah, as anybody possibly could be, of the difficulties and challenges that the lack of supply of homes can have on a family and somebody looking to buy the first home, somebody worried about can they pay their rent in the future. I'm as aware of that anxiety as anybody, but that anxiety deserves a proper plan. And just as Sinn Féin still can't answer the question regarding how they would make a home affordable, Pierce could not answer any of those questions earlier. Similarly, if you look at the plan that they have here, the question I would pose is, if we want more private sector landlords to come in and make more rental accommodation available, why would that happen? Why would anybody want to become a landlord if they can never change their rent?
Well, never change their rent now. It's a 3-year rent freeze, and people might want to become landlords because it's very profitable. Rents are at record highs. So let's deal with that thing of it being three years.
So let's deal with that. What Sinn Féin are proposing is they would bring it in. They would bring it in for 3 years, and at the end of that 3-year period, they would lift it. Let me be clear. I want to see people have rents that are affordable. I want to see more rental accommodation.
And do you accept that you have failed as a government to deliver rents that are affordable because they are at a record high?
Oh, of course I accept that for many rents are not affordable and the way they should be I want them to be. And that's why the answer to that is to make more rental accommodation available through both the private sector and through the state. That's why we have cost rental schemes that are aiming to do it, that will scale up in the time ahead. But the private landlord also has a role to play. And if we're in a situation where there can be minimal change in rent, and if you're also in a situation where evictions in only the most limited of circumstances are possible, and I never want to see anybody evicted.
You're saying landlords will either flee the market or they won't come in.
Or not come in. That's the core
Pierce,
point.
Your response to that, and we have to wrap, please.
First of all, what we need is a 3-year rent freeze, a ban on rent increases. We need to take the pressure off renters. Look, Pascal is arguing there for rents to go up. In one breath, he says he wants affordable rents, but he won't even countenance an idea that you can't put them up any further. Of course, we need rents to come down. That's what we need. Like, it is bizarre that you have ministers thinking that €2,000 for new rents in Dublin and arguing that they should go up. But that's the reality that we're living under Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil.
Well, he didn't say anything like that.
You said that to freeze the rents, which means not increasing them, would make landlords flee the market. That's what you're saying. So do you believe that rents should go up or should they go down? If you believe that they should go down, Pascal, which I believe that they should, then a freeze is at the least that should be happening.
Of course, Pierce, I want to see... No, so let me answer that question very briefly, Sarah.
Please.
Of course I want to see rents stabilise and I want to see them come down. And I believe, ultimately, given the context that we have a growing population, the most effective way in which we'll do that is by having more rental accommodation available. And the Sinn Féin response...
I'm going to stop you there, please, if you don't mind, because
fewer rental properties.
I'm going to stop you both, please. You've made your point. Sorry, Pierce, you made your point as to what we need to do. I just want to ask you, Minister, very briefly before we go, news breaking this afternoon that the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has said that it believes there's actually legitimate concerns around the experiences that people had of buying concert tickets for Oasis this weekend. They said that they're reviewing the situation and they're going to consider all options to ensure consumer protection law is followed. I just wonder, what is your reaction to that and what would you like to see happen?
I think it's very understandable that the pricing and the availability of tickets for Oasis has been reviewed, as is a state body, and they'll conduct an independent review. I'm not going to comment on what they might find, but I'll just simply observe that a very large number of people weren't able to get tickets over the weekend, and those who were able to get them appeared to have paid a very, very high price. That's not a precedent I would like to see set for those who want to attend gigs in our country, and I think it's important now that the consumer watchdog and watch body for us investigate this matter.
Thank you both very much for joining us this evening. That is Sinn Féin's Pierce Doherty and Minister Pascal Donoghue.